Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to the 2-Minute Shift. And today's shift is titled, Are We Really Helping? For those with giving hearts, you can probably relate to this all too well. One day I was leaving work and I noticed a coworker was down. So it was pulling at my heartstrings, so I had to turn around and figure out what was going on. And as I went up and asked him, was everything okay? He decided to be transparent with me and let me know that he was actually going through financial struggles. So much so that he didn't think he was going to be able to come to work the next couple of days because he didn't have any gas in his car. So he was going to call out. Me wanting to help, I offered to lend him some money. He graciously accepted and was super appreciative and promised to pay me back in a couple of days. 2 days came, he paid me back, and I thought all was well. And then a week later, almost to the same day, he came back saying, hey man, I'm still in that same situation, and I'm sorry to bother you, but can I borrow that same money again? I gave it to him again, and he paid me back 2 days later. Well, that cycle repeated for a couple of weeks. So I was giving him money, he was paying me back. And finally, I realized, when is this ever going to stop? So I asked him, what happened? What caused you to be in this situation? And he let me know he had an unexpected expense and he felt like he could never get back on top. So I realized until he made more money, I don't think he was ever going to be able to get out of that hole. So the only way I can really help was to let him have the money, because every week I just became another bill for him. I wasn't really helping him. I was diverting his issue. So the lesson I learned from that was, before you help somebody, really analyze, what does help really look like? Are you just putting deodorant on it, or are you really helping clean up that situation? Do your true analysis so whenever you invest your time, energy, and resources, that you know you're going to get a return on that, not just another bill.